Welcome back to the 25 Note Podcast.
It's our new theme song.
Are you drinking your wine, party Corey?
Keeps rocking? No, I'm just drinking water.
Out of a wine glass? Glass.
That's nice.
It's a pint.
Very classy.
It's a pint glass.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's my Movember cup. It used to have a big mustache on this side, but it definitely wore off in the dishwasher.
Yeah, that's how my Ron Swanson coffee mug. That's what happened to it. That one, too. It wore off.
If I was smart, I'd wash them by hand, but I have too many hand scars from washing cups by hand to trust doing that.
Yeah. How do you get scars on your hand from washing cups?
You put your hand in, you give it a squeeze, and the rim fractures and rips your knuckle open. Or
that'll do it.
That kind of thing. That's happened to me twice.
Yuck!
Yeah, that'll do it. I got burns on my inner forearms from working the popcorn machine at a movie theater.
Oh, that sounds about right.
Why don't I get, like, a bottle brush?
Oh, for cleaning cups?
Yeah.
Then I have to keep a bottle brush just for cups. It's easier, just throw them in the dishwasher.
Yeah. That's valid. And
And when the mustache wears off, wait till the next event happens and walk home with two pint glasses in my pocket again.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I guess the bottle brush for me is the first thing I thought of because of the mead-making adventures that I have, where cleaning out a carboy with a very narrow top almost requires a bottle brush. Like, ain't no way I'm getting my whole hand to sponge in this giant gallon thing.
It smelled really good the last time I smelled it.
Yeah. I felt that. Feel that.
You are seen.
You are seen. I got a spiced mead coming. It's going to be great.
What kind of spices?
I've got cinnamon, clove, allspice berries, and orange zest.
Zesty orange.
The zesty boy.
So Jackson wanted to know. about fast food. So we're not going to go deep on it because we're going to save that for a mutiny episode.
Yeah.
But when it comes to fast food sandwiches, where's your go-to fast food sandwich place? Are you a Jimmy John's, a Jersey Mike's, a Cousins?
Oh,
we're talking like sandwiches? Like that kind?
Oh, okay. I just thought in general fast food.
No, just fast food sandwich. No, we're going to do like a whole fast food episode on Mutiny. So I'm specifying for
sandwich. Okay.
For sandwiches. Jersey Mike's for sure then. I'm talking deli sandwiches, not hamburger sandwiches. Yeah, Jersey Mike's for sure then. No contest.
Because of why?
They are the ones that introduced me to the red wine vinegar olive oil combo, and I will forever be grateful for them for that.
I don't actively seek sandwiches is the problem. Jackson knows this about me. When we'll go to like a Whataburger, which is like the In-N-Out for Texas, except it's better and people can die on that hill. I got to bring that heat. I'll go there and like 9 times out of 10, I'll be like, chicken, please. I'm a 5-year-old in a grown woman's body. Chicken, please.
So that's why she doesn't like In-N-Out, because you can't get chicken there.
Exactly! I want my chicken strips like a 5-year-old. How am I supposed to be catered to in these trying times? But I don't actively go out and like search for sandwiches, like eating out-wise. If I'm going to eat a sandwich, I'll make it at my house. If I'm going to go to like fast food, stuff like that, I'll get it for things that I can't necessarily make immediately at my house, like chicken nuggets, because I don't have the chicken nuggets at my house. We never carry them.
Oh. We always have stuff like to make sandwiches. That's like super easy. Throw in the oven and then you have chicken nuggets.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Or an air fryer.
An air fryer if you're fancy.
That's what we need to put on our Amazon wish list, Jackson. When we, for the houses, we need to get an air fryer.
Yep.
Like an actual good air fryer.
Oh, man, you can cook anything in those bad boys.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I got a pressure cooker, and that's what we cook rice in.
You combo the pressure cooker with the air fryer, and you're golden. That's how I cook 90% of my meals now.
It's so easy and so nice. Make soup in that. But yeah, no, I guess Most of the time whenever I'm getting sandwiches, I'm with Jackson. So by association, Jimmy John's, I guess. But I always get hot sandwiches. I don't like cold sandwiches most of the time. Unless it's a really hot day. Then I'll get a cold sandwich.
Felt. I'm a Herberts and Gerberts kind of dude.
Would you call me?
I've not heard of Herberts and Gerberts before.
I think it's a Midwest thing.
Oh, okay.
Herbs and Gerbs? Yeah, I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look it up and see if it's only in the Midwest.
Herbs and Gerbs. Dude, that's like the best sounding band name ever. What the hell?
Herberts and Gerberts. Okay, so
Herberts and Gerberts.
Okay, they were founded in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Okay.
Yeah, only in Wisconsin. I'd be surprised.
No, they're not only in Wisconsin.
Oh, that's Eau Claire, true. Wisconsin is what he said.
Yeah, Eau Claire, Wisconsin is where they're founded. And their locations. Why do you not have a map? Why do I have to type in something?
Anyway. You hear that, Herberts and Gerberts? UI design is crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, Herberts and Gerberts is delicious. Okay, here we go. Has more than 50 locations throughout Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, Ohio, Texas, and Wisconsin.
Where in fucking Texas?
I don't know. Let me go to their website and find out.
I'm curious about where in Colorado, too, because I grew up in Colorado.
Probably Colorado Springs.
I grew up there, and I never saw one.
Maybe it's newer.
That could be it, too. It could have come after I moved out.
You've not been there for like 10-ish years, babe. At least.
What's a Texas zip code?
Not mine. I was about to give out mine. I was like, wait a minute.
I will send you my zip code in DMs,
69420.
Anyway,
Jason's like, this is how we dox our players in real time.
You guys
another
continue.
Interesting
I'm
thing
gonna,
about
I'm
Eau Claire,
gonna...
Wisconsin. It has what's considered one of America's best logging museums.
It does. Ooh. That's where I went to school, college. They have a big Paul Bunyan logging museum. It's pretty fancy. Oh. Got to go on field trips there when I worked at daycares.
Oh, man.
That's cool. When I was in school, the best thing we ever got to go on a field trip to... Oh, I didn't answer the sandwich question. We don't really have sandwich shops up here other than like Subway. But I'm not a huge Subway guy because too expensive for what I'm getting. I'd rather just go buy the supplies. Or the grocery stores will sometimes have sandwiches, but they're always like the pre-made, you know, basic ham and cheese, lettuce, that
like
kind of thing.
Little pizza shit ones, no.
Yeah, like they're decent sandwiches, but they're definitely nothing to like think about. Mm-hmm. So this is an odd instance where I don't really have a reference in food. There used to be Badass Jack's in Canada. It was pretty good. It was kind of like Quiznos, I believe. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they exist anymore.
I kind of want to try Firehouse Subs because I've heard they make really, really spicy sandwiches, and I'm down
that
to try that.
That sounds about right. What they call Firehouse Subs.
All right. Apparently, it's in San Marcos.
That's not far.
That's not far. Okay, so I guess supplemental content for me and Jackson is I recorded for you, and we do a sandwich review.
A sandwich review at Herberts and Gerberts in San Marcos.
Oh, you know what? Is it in San Marcos's big outdoor mall?
I don't know. I can give you the address.
Yeah, give us the address. We can figure it out. We'll make a field trip out of it.
I'll research it between rounds of combat. Yeah.
So, if it's a field trip, which one of you guys is the chaperone?
Yeah,
Jackson.
Okay. I already know it's me.
You're
the one in the gift shop touching everything.
I know. See, I'm a very polite gremlin when it comes to road trips. I'll be like, ooh, that looks pretty, and I won't touch anything.
Cause... But as soon as he turns his back, will you take off?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Direction? Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, the fun part is that nobody's chaperoning me, so when she turns her back, I'm also gone.
Yeah, I know. And then I'm like, oh, damn it, I lost him. That's happened before. Well, like, I'll look at, we're going grocery shopping together, and I'm like, Jackson, do you? And then I see he left me, and I'm like, I'm alone now.
Yeah,
oh no.
Well, it is 2024, so if you're worried about it, you could always invest in leashes.
Or, I mean, like, if you have your phones. And
that, yeah, we have our phones always. Each other.
Yeah.
So, me and my family. Me and my family, it's something we've done my entire life. We essentially just play Marco Polo no matter where we are. If we get separated in a Walmart or a grocery store, it doesn't matter if we're local or out of town. You'll just hear one of us yell Marco and hear a response from somewhere in the store. And
if we, there's no way we could do that.
It's a lot of fun that, like, because like 70% of the time it's who you expect it to be. And that other 30% of the time it was just somebody who responded. And it's, I like that. So
that is pretty fun. That's how you meet new people in a fun way.
Yeah. Friends. Yeah. I meet interesting people.
That's going to be an interesting kind of person to respond back to that at a local grocery store.
The Herbs and Gerbs in Colorado's in Denver.
Flights to Denver are cheap for me. I have not
known about it.
Well, 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 Jackson, where are we ending up this summer? In Colorado.
Denver's going to be 2 hours north of where we're planning to stay.
Shit,
so.
Never mind.
If we make a day in Denver, then maybe, but... Because that is
on
the table.
2 hours is nothing.
We haven't heard Rachel's sandwich place.
I can't tell you now. We usually eat at Subway because I'm picky and I don't want to have the sandwiches that they're like, here, have a fancy sandwich with weird shit on it. I just want to put basic things on it.
Subways here, I don't know if it's the same down there, but you can go in one Subway in Canada and it's great. And then go in another Subway, and somehow it's the worst sandwich you've ever had.
Yeah, it's just even it's the same up here because they're franchised. Yeah.
So because of that, I just generally just don't risk it unless I'm in Leader, Saskatchewan, which for some reason has always had the best Subway I've ever encountered coast to coast.
I haven't found like a difference ghost. In quality, just difference space in ghost. Like how long you have to wait for the people to make your things.
No, when it comes to...
Yes.
When it comes to breakfast sandwiches,
oh,
I'll get an Einstein Brother bagel.
I have not been to Einstein actually ever. I don't think
Einstein Brothers has a smoked salmon and cream cheese with onions and capers. Oh, it's so good.
It's a lock.
This is lock. Lock.
Yeah, lock, I want lock. That right now.
Yeah.
Give me, please. Lox I hold up my hand like a little gremlin. Give me, please.
It's so good. You know what else is so good?
Cryptic people.
The witch we just found?
Yeah. It's going to give us tasty witch. Things.
This son of a witch.
The son of a witch. This swamp witch.
Swamp witch.
He's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. He's pretty dapper. Yeah.
Last episode, you did manage to find some special resources. Mm-hmm. Which you'll find out is for something later on. Maybe.
Secrets
I don't know what
don't
you're doing with all
friends,
these special
Jason.
Resources. I mean, I know what you're doing with all them, but...
I think I'm going to need them to recrew the ship after Zaba takes over. Because there's no way he's doing it without fatalities.
Just a couple.
Just a couple.
We haven't talked to some of the NPCs. We can do without them.
Yeah. Then you did actually find out that Zaba is under a curse from that scimitar, the curse of the pirate blade.
Or so they say.
Or so they say. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly under a curse.
Can neither confirm nor deny.
Then, without finding out any way for Zaba to willingly give up the blade... You continued on, and after about 3 miles, you came across the witch's hut and had a quick conversation. Now, the witch is weary of strangers and unexpected guests and told you folks to go on now, get. And that is until he heard you talking about those weird creature things. Where his ears perked up and it's like, wait, you all know about them weird creatures? And after that, got all friendly and decided to invite you in for some tea. And that's where we're at. You all are just kind of hanging out on the back patio, on the back porch, About to enjoy some tea as he goes on in, grabs a tea set and some hot tea, and just hanging out on the back porch overlooking the swamp.
So we're not actually invited inside.
We can come on up to the
yeah, come on up.
That makes
this
come
on up to the hospitality.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on up and hang out on the porch because
does he have rocking chairs?
Rocking chair, sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And a couple swing that Zaba just takes the whole thing. You know, the love seat swing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If it supports him, he's impressed.
Now, as your host hands you all some warm tea, he's like, "Well, shame on me now. I forgot to introduce myself. My name is Rot Snout. They call me Rot Snout. Well, that's not my real name, but they call me that for so long now. I forgot my real name. So y'all can call me Rot Snout. But y'all probably saw down in that village down the trail closer to the show. There were some real nasty folks living there. Some escaped criminals, mutineers, bloodthirsty killers, and all that kind. I'm not particularly choosy about who I associate with because I like my privacy and I give others the same. But so when I say folks are nasty, you can believe it. Now, I done live here for a little while, but I couldn't stand the neighbors, so I moved on up here. This path goes all the way up to some old wooden fortress that was built ages ago and abandoned some time back as well. That was too much space for the likes of me, so instead I built this cottage right here. It suits me just fine. No one from the village comes up this far, and unless they're willing to pay for my services. And no one from the old fortress comes this way because there isn't anybody up there. At least, there wasn't anybody up there until recently.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't long ago that I caught wind of some new group that come onto the island. Not just new to the island, they sailed from anywhere, but new to this world. They came from some other plane. And one that's all horror and shadow and evil. Spindly alien things. They started raiding from out the old fortress in small groups. Not to kill, but to ruin. They've blighted parts of this forest with gross tar resin that turns the plants and animals wicked. Fortunately, they left my swamp and my cottage alone. They might not even know I'm out here. But they sure found that village, they did. And they didn't blight it or attack it. They converted, I suppose, the people there.
Oh.
Must have promised them a lot of work or treasure or improvements or something. But coming up to the fortress because everyone in the village is up and relocated, tromping up the path like they were in some kind of parade leading up to the most sinister creatures I ever saw. At least it sounded like everyone. If they left anyone behind in that village, I'm sure they didn't leave them in any state I care to set my eyes upon. Since then, none of the villagers have been back, and the raids across the islands have stopped. Whatever those monsters are doing, they're doing it right there from that fortress. You won't catch me going within a mile of that place. As I value the hairs on my hide way too much. But someone ought to check it out. Even if it's a fortress filled with reprobates and alien monsters, good luck with that.
Well, if you don't mind, I do have a couple questions for you about that fortress and the goings-on of this island.
Y'all planning on going up there?
Possibly, yeah.
Oh, shit, that's...
I think I will make it my throne.
I mean, if y'all planning on going up there, by the looks of you, I mean, that big one right there might be able to handle himself, but you're gonna need all the help he can get. Well, hold up a second. Hold on. I might be able to help y'all out. Just hang on one second right here. And he turns around and goes back into his cottage for a moment. Now, a couple things. I want you all to... I want whoever can roll occultism, who's trained in it, make an occultism check.
Let me actually move a little bit more closer, but I should be trained in occultism. I am! I'm going to roll it. 14 on the die. 21.
So, yeah, you realize that what Routsnout is describing are invaders from the Shadow Plane.
Yeah.
And they're very likely those creatures that you encountered in the village. Like, clearly, that's what he's talking about.
You're talking about them Shadow Plane folks, yeah?
No, he's in the house.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Well, he left. Yeah, Timothy's like, yeah, hey. Shadow Plane. That's the from where they're from. It took me a second to actually know where they're from, but I got it.
That's strange coincidence.
Yeah. I mean, from what he described about it, from what I remember about hearing it here and there, it's rough. It's just rough. We saw it, but it's rough.
I want to know if he knows about the Skin Loom. Or if he's investigated that fortress before.
I don't think he has.
Well, maybe. We'll see. Because he said that the last time he checked it out, it was too big for him. But that doesn't necessarily mean that he didn't go in and explore it before its new tenants arrived.
That's true. Also, he said he has, like, people come for specialties, but what he has. I'm curious about what he actually does, but I think we're about to get that answer.
Now, you all... I want the four of you to roll me some secret perception checks.
Secret perception? Ooh! 'Tis a secret. Do it a secret.
All right. Well, Timothy.
Oh.
As Vesuviak's talking about, you know, the Skin Loom and whatnot, you notice that the mist around the swamp starts to thicken, and both you and Syl hear, like, very faint ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling as bells tinkle off in the distance. And then, at that moment, you hear Rotsnout yelling from inside the cottage. Oh, those are my warning bells. Something's out in the swamp. Something's coming. I've already had enough trespasses for one day. And that's when you can see three figures.
Oh, shit.
Coming, trudging through the swamp water.
Ooh, shit. Yeah, Timothy obviously alerts the other two. It's like, hey, eyes up, we've got somebody coming.
Okay, and let's go ahead and roll some initiative.
Oh, shit.
Initiative time. Wait, do initiative.
God damn. Like
30 on my initiative. That's insane.
I got 28.
So it's very distracting.
It's the bells, man. I freaked out too for a second.
That and the mention of the Shadow Plane.
Yeah, the Shadow Plane. It's the Hat Man.
All right. So let's get to getting, shall we? And the creature that acts first is this beautiful looking thing. Let me show you the art.
I don't see it.
Ain't
she pretty? Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island, motherfucker, right here.
A little bit,
pretty.
Yeah.
So pretty.
Looks like they've got like a torn noose around their neck.
Oh. Yeah, that's definitely a noose around her neck.
Gotta see that life didn't knock her down too hard. She knows she got right back up.
Corey, you're on mute, Corey.
So are you, Rachel, just FYI.
Yeah, so I was muted again. Look at me go. Yeah, so it appears to be an elven woman with a noose around her neck, but Yeah, she green, like a zombie, and has some sort of spoopy green light kind of emanating from her eyes and mouth. That can only be a good sign, right?
Mm-hmm. She ate too many glow in the dark stickers.
Got too drunk and decided to drink the glow sticks.
Yeah, exactly. She's in rave mode forever now. An eternal raver.
All right. Well, this creature will go ahead and let's see. She will move for two actions, trudging through that swamp, so because it's difficult terrain. And then climb on up on top of the docks for their final action. And I'm going to roll that athletics check real quick just to, you know, make sure I'm playing fair. Oh, yeah. Oh, good Lord. Yes. And that is her turn. And we go to Timothy.
Sick. Timothy is going to look at this thing, sees that it's 30 feet away from him. Or not 30 feet away. It's 40 feet away. So I want to recall knowledge on this here sucker, if I can.
Okay.
Let me try to press recall knowledge. Give me a second here. Skills. Recall knowledge.
Okay. That is a success. So this is a common... a common creature. It's undead.
Mm-hmm.
It's amphibious. And... oh, shoot. That was my bad. It actually has a swim speed, so it didn't... it could have taken another action. But that's my own bad. This is what's called a fiendlick. A fiendlick comes into being when a humanoid is strangled to death and its corpse is disposed of in a swamp. The victim's spirit, which is too anguished to move on, and its body, preserved by the swamp's acids, harden into an undead creature whose sole motive is to haunt its sodden domain. Mm. Some Veenlicken are the result of murder or foul play, while others rise in the wake of sacrificial rites by swamp-dwelling gods and other occult power. When the Veenlick rises, it may at first seek to avenge its death, hunting down anyone it deems complicit in its terrible fate. Dim-witted by death, however, most Veenlicken end up indiscriminately targeting anyone who happens to cross their path. Particularly old or cunning Veenlicken purposefully set up environmental traps using magic to conceal quicksand and other hazards that might aid in their ambushes. And dang, you got yourself three questions there, Timothy.
Wow. Okay. So what's this thing resistant to?
It is resistant to cold and physical.
Cold and physical. Okay, then what is it weak to?
It is weak to fire and vitality.
Fire and vitality? Dude, we got the perfect person for that.
Cleric?
Yeah.
What?
Fire cleric. That's crazy. And then I guess what's the last thing is, what is this thing immune to?
So it is...
all three of these.
It's undead. So it's immune to death effects, disease, paralyzed, poison, and unconscious.
Sweet. It's not... immune to mental. So I heard that.
No. This is one of the undead that's not immune to mental. This thing is very smart.
Sick. Because of that smartness, it's gonna suffer for that. Timothy is gonna point a finger at it, and he is gonna cast the spell Daze.
Okay.
Make that will save, Stinky.
Oh, two on the die is a failure.
Bah. Hell yeah. Let me roll that damage. That is going to be 9 mental damage to to this freak or also yes.
Oh, I suppose I can reveal that thing.
Yes.
There you go.
And it also unfortunately didn't critically fail, so it's not stunned one.
Nope.
Just sad.
But it did take that damage.
It did take that damage. And that's Timothy's turn.
Alright, one of these bad boys is gonna move. Let me check their
check if they can swim.
Movement speed. Okay.
Uh oh. Wait, don't go that way. Wait, no, don't go that way. Uh oh. Wait. Oof.
Alright. So this other creature starts walking onto the land. It doesn't come across the docks. It's walking onto the land.
Oh boy.
Now we turn to Vesuviac.
Oh, it's living.
Okay. I know this thing's weak to fire, so I'm just going to focus on that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
Timothy does FYI tell you everything, obviously, just in case. Yeah.
I got to target the guy that's weak to fire. I don't want to attempt to pronounce his name. And I'm going to go ahead and do two actions for a fire ray. So let's see if that works.
Cast divine fire!
That's probably not going to do it.
Piss.
Oh, that's definitely not going to do it. Okay, that was a critical miss with a 15 on the die.
Or 4 on the die.
Right, four sorry, on the 15 die total.
15 total. Yeah.
my bad.
Oof, that's not great. That's not a good sign.
One action left. It is intelligent. I'm going to attempt to demoralize it.
Ooh, smart.
Let's see here. Where is demoralize?
Should be under intimidation.
Okay. Does it share a language?
You can you try to. I mean.
Okay. I'll give it a shot. I am targeting. Well, that's not gonna do it. That was a 5 on the die for a 15 total.
Or another critical failure. Yep.
This is not Vesuviac's day.
It's okay, buddy. Damn, they swim.
And it's Zaba's turn. The other entity treasures its way through the swamp, trying to get the flank on the party from the on the porch. So now we go to Zaba.
Well, you know, Zaba's gonna do what Zaba's gonna do, and that's deal with the enemy right in front of him first. So I will stride. I will stride. 10 feet directly down the center of the dock, putting myself within reach of the Venlik. Venlik?
Venlik, yep.
Oop. Make sure that I got this targeted. There we go. And I am going to attack, likely twice.
Nice.
First one is a 16 on the die for a 30 total.
That's a hit.
All right, that'll be 17 points of forceful magical damage, 2 of which is fire.
Okay.
And swinging again.
Go.
That's a 16 on the die for a 25.
That's a hit.
All right. Oh, only 11 points of damage this time, 4 of which is fire. I rolled a 2 and a 1 on those d6s.
All right. And it seems to take a bit more damage than you think it should. All right.
And that's what Zaba's got.
Now we go to Syl.
Yeah, so from where I'm standing, I'll drop into a stance, and then I can't get to them and swing, so instead I will just ready an action to strike at an enemy that's within melee.
Sounds good. And good old Rotsnout. Runs on out. It's like, I done told y'all, you gotta go get. And we'll spend 2 actions casting a spell on himself.
Ally.
Alright. He casts a spell and you see some magical force armor appear on his body. Alright. The Venlik will go. And will spend 3 actions to cast a spell.
Ew.
Oh, that's not a good sign.
No, don't.
Okay.
Don't be cringe.
All right. All creatures inside this obscuring mist are considered concealed. Within the mist become concealed, and all creatures outside the mist become concealed to creatures within.
Oh.
So if you're outside and you target anything inside the mist, they are concealed. And if you're inside the mist, targeting anything in the mist, you are concealed. Basically, anything inside the mist is just basic, is concealed.
Ooh, fun.
All right, Timothy, you're up.
Okay. So Timothy, with his turn, sees this mist pop up. He's like, well, that's some fucking shame. All right. His first action is he is going to take out his implement, because I haven't done this in a hot second. And my second action is I'm going to glimpse vulnerability on the dude that I see coming up towards us.
Okay. Select a creature. You see, until you glimpse vulnerability again, the target gains weakness 2 against your unarmed and weapon strikes.
Yep. And currently this creature is 25 feet away from me. I want to throw my spear at it.
Nice.
Okay.
You got a wand in one hand and a spear in the other.
Yeah.
11 on the die. That's a hit.
Yeah, let's go. All right. It's 2d6 damage.
Plus 2. Total.
Oh, plus 2. So that's going to be a total of 10 piercing damage.
All right. So we will add plus 2 to that.
Sick.
It takes some.
And then he recalls back the spear. And that's the end of his turn.
All right. Well, this thing is going to go. It is its turn.
Hey.
It is going to spend one action to spit on its blade.
Oh, don't do that. That's gross.
Spend another action to stride up right next to Timothy.
Oh, don't do that. That's also gross.
And spend its third action to strike at Timothy with a short sword.
Maybe don't.
He's trying to wipe his spit on your cloak.
Oh, that's a natural 1? So that's nothing. That's nothing.
You said natural and I got so scared.
Yeah. Timothy, I think, just quickly dodges out of the way. It's like, you gotta do better than that, man. Girl, you are selling me on your entrance. You walk it in. Come on, dude.
Vesuviak, you're up.
All right, I gotta take two actions and cast Bless. So we'll go ahead and give myself a nice little...
Ooh.
Oh, I guess I was still targeting. Whoops, my bad.
That's okay. Oop. Yeah, place your Bless, or yeah, put yep. the Bless spell effect on yourself.
Yes, and then I'm going to take my third action on my turn to increase that range by 5 feet. So we get Syl. Because right now, Rotsnout and Timothy are included in my blast, but I want to use my third action to increase the radius by 5 feet to grab Syl in it as well.
Nice.
I think you might have to wait a turn, right?
Oh, do I? Are you just
once
out
per
range?
Turn, starting the turn after you cast?
Oh, okay. Then, in that case, with my third action, raise my shield.
Nice.
But I appreciate the thought. Okay.
All right, this thing is going to do the same thing his buddy did. Yes. Spit on the weapon.
Yeah.
Stride on up. All right.
Ooh, ready to action.
Yeah, go for it.
Go, Syl, go. Punch it in its ghost teeth.
Okay, there it is. Hit it.
That's a critical hit.
I can't see. Okay. Yay.
Let's go.
Yippee.
18.
Damn.
Okay. 6.
That ain't nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah.
It takes some of that.
Mm-hmm. It's a ghosty.
And it will strike at you.
No.
5 on the die is a miss. Okay. All right, Zaba, you're up.
Oh, you're muted.
All right. Well, I am enshrouded by mist, but Zaba's got a pretty good idea where his target is. So, first action, he is going to use his offhand to draw his plus one wild bastard sword. So now he is wielding the scimitar and the sword, and is going to strike out at where he believes his target is, in the mist.
Go, King, go. I believe in you.
Well, the conceal made it a failure.
Failed on the concealment. All right. Following through with the offhand weapon.
Nice.
That is a hit.
Yeah. All right. Let's go 17 on the die for a 26 and crush to that concealment. So here comes some damage. Not the weapon I wanted to hit you with, but that's all right. That'll be 11 points of damage, three of which is fire.
And she takes it. All right, Syl, you are up.
Yeah, so it's been a long time since I've, you know, been a thief. But if I go into concealment and then hide successfully, it becomes flat-footed, right? Is that how that works? I was trying to read. But if you successfully become hidden, blah, 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 the creature remains flat-footed against the attack, and then you become observed. I'm skimming. That's what it
sure,
seems like.
Sure, I'll allow it, yeah. Okay. I'm trusting you. I don't know.
I haven't done this as in this edition, but I think that's how it works. I'm moving, and
that's
then
in the
I
water.
Will...
That's in the water.
That's fine. Is the water deep?
Yeah,
I step
difficult.
Into the water.
Yeah, it'd be difficult terrain.
That's fine. I do a movement to step 5, or walk 5 feet south. So I'm just in the mist.
Okay.
And then I will stealth.
Spend one action to hide?
Yeah, hide. Oh, okay. Maybe it will read it. Oops. I accidentally made that secret. And then I will strike. And if I'm
so you are not
bummer.
Hidden to it.
Well,
you failed. I'll
try to strike anyways.
Ooh. Oh,
that's bad.
That was a hit.
On a 3. Okay.
He means that you just failed for yours.
Oh, all it right. Didn't make me do the concealment, but I should, right? Because it's outside the mist and I'm inside the mist.
Check here. Obscuring mist. All creatures within the mist become concealed, and all creatures outside of the mist become concealed to the creatures within. Yeah,
okay.
So
here's my concealment check.
Okay.
If it wants to go. Oh no, 3.
So you missed anyway.
I'm having troubles.
Okay. That's alright.
But all now right. My feet are wet, so.
Now outside. Your feet are wet. That's correct. Alright, well, this thing, Rotsnout's gonna go. Okay. And it is going. He is going to cast a spell.
Ooh.
Spend 2 actions.
Cast a spell.
Cast Fairy Fire. And place the Fairy Fire right here. And all creatures in the area, when you cast the spell, are limbed in colorful, heatless fire in a color of your choice for the duration. Visible creatures can't be concealed while affected by Fairy Fire. So the Veenlik is no longer concealed.
Nice.
And that was 2 actions. So let me get rid of that. And then he will go ahead and let's see. What does he want to do now? He wants to one action. What does he have for one action? He will. What does this thing do?
He does a silly little dance.
He's gonna target Timothy.
With me?
Yep. No, he can't target Timothy yet. He will look at the enemy right in front of Timothy and attempt a recall knowledge check on it. And that is a natural 20, so that's a success.
Oh,
those creatures are called corrupt... Those things are called swarm assassins.
Ooh.
These ones in particular are corrupted.
Ooh.
Swarm assassins are created by means of a powerful shadowy summoning ritual. A swarm assassin arrives in the material plane, replete with an ominous black short sword and billowing dark robes that obscure its features. Anyone unfortunate enough to catch a glimpse of the visage beneath the robes sees a swarming mass of insects where flesh should be. These insects are black, poisonous locusts native to the Shadow Plane, bound together in a humanoid shape by a powerful, unholy magic. And he tells you that they are resistant to bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing. They are weak to area of effect damage and splash damage. And they are immune to being grabbed, immune to poison, precision. They can't be made prone. They can't be restrained, and they have the swarm mind ability. So that is that is Rotstown's turn. Now the Veenlet gets to go, who is no longer concealed. And what you notice now is that the winds
of change
start to blow to the north as these pockets of poisonous swamp gas start moving four spaces. All right. And she will now step forward to Zaba, target Zaba, and attempt to punch him.
He's concealed. Come on.
And that is a hit for 15 damage to Mr. Zaba.
1 point of damage to Zaba.
No, totally 1 point of damage.
And Mr. Zaba, you are now grabbed with her final action. As her spindly, muscly hand starts to contort and grab, like literally grab into your flesh, as you have now the grabbed condition.
Awesome.
And we go to Timothy.
Oh boy. All right. So I know that this person in particular is very much, or at least the guy in front of me, the bug swarm, is very much resistant to my big spear hits. But
yeah, it's resistant, but
yeah. Either way, I'm still gonna stab it with the spear. That's gonna be my first action, because I still have glimpse vulnerability on this thing.
Yeah, you are in the bless aura, so don't forget to take that bless.
Oh, yes. Give me a second. Let me add that. I didn't remember to add that on.
I added it on to you.
Oh, you did? Awesome. Thank you. All right. Well, now I roll to hit this goon.
16. That's a critical hit because of the bless.
Let's go!
All right. Here's this crit damage.
Woo!
That's going to be 16 piercing damage.
Plus four,
that's right. Because
it would be plus two, and you double that plus two. So that's 20 damage in total.
Yeah. How's this cat looking with that first hit? All right.
He took 15.
All right, then I'm gonna go to hit him again. I'm doing that at first map, I guess.
Yep.
Come on. Ah.
Five on the die is going to be a miss.
Oh. I'm gonna chance and I'm gonna go for one more swing. I'm just going all swings. So I wanna protect my boy Vesuviak.
6 on the die is a crit miss.
Oh, that's fine.
Well, he didn't. He missed you last time, so he still has the poison on his blade.
Fuck, you're right.
And he's gonna swing. 17 is a hit.
Damn it. Okay, yeah.
4, 6 plus 5 is 11 damage to Timothy.
Bono takes
it. And now,
it.
Timothy, I'm going to need you to go ahead and make a save for me.
Yeah.
This save right here.
Oh, please. Oh, I succeeded.
That's a success. Nice.
It's more fun if you fail those.
But I want to. No, I'm good, actually.
All right.
It's the alcohol that's still running through his system. It actually negated the poison effect.
Then it's going to stride up to be right next to the three of yous.
Ah, fuck.
And will attempt to target Rotsnout.
Shit, don't target the guy. I was going to flirt with him.
Ooh, 17 on the die is a hit.
Damn it.
Or 8 damage to Rotsnout.
At least there's no poison on the blade.
Nope. He needs to spend that once more. Alright. Well, Vasuviak, you are up.
Okay. I want to be a little bit more effective in battle, so I am going to go ahead and cast Blazing Blade to get myself a Flaming Scimitar. Okay. And I'm going to use that Blazing Blade against this Swarm Assassin. So let's...
Right. Hold on. I got to get rid of the Bless Aura. You didn't maintain it.
Bless lasts for a minute. Doesn't need to be sustained. At least I didn't see that in the spell description.
Okay. All right, I trust you.
Yeah, I could be reading that wrong, but I don't see anything talking about sustaining.
If you sustain, you have to spend an action to increase the aura. I think that's what it is.
Yeah. Okay. Then I'll go ahead and make that attack roll.
Okay.
Oh, that's not the one. This is the one. Aha!
Ooh. Oh!
That's a critical hit.
Because the bless.
Let's go! And then this will do fire and spirit damage. Why did that happen? Okay, that's not what I meant. Delete that. Roll damage. Okay, I must have missed that button.
Did you roll the crit damage?
I did not. Did not give me the option for that.
No, I just take double.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just deals double damage.
Alright, there we go. Those will be my three actions.
Damn, right. Zuviak. Fuck yeah.
Now, this corrupted swarm assassin is going to come on up next to...
Oh, no.
Don't like that.
Next to his buddy. Oh, hold on, Vasuviak. Before that other corrupted swarm assassin goes, the one you targeted is going to use its reaction.
Uh-oh.
Going to need you to make that reflex save, bud.
As long as it doesn't make me sick.
It probably will.
That was
9 on the die is a success.
Okay, we're good.
All right, this corrupted swarm assassin will go ahead and target Rotsnout with a poison blade and strike. So stride, strike, 10 on the die is going to be a miss.
Nice.
And then it will strike once more. And that's going to be a miss again. All right, we go to Zaba.
Go on, Trav.
All right. Well, I'm currently being grappled.
You are.
I don't think that really changes Zaba's ideals. So he's going to start off just trying to kill this thing.
Kill it. Do it. Do a hit so good. Make it explode on the inside.
15 on the die is a hit.
Oh, that would be a 29. It's applying double slice to it for some reason. If that changes anything.
That's it's still a hit. Yeah.
Okay. Wasn't sure if it upgraded.
To a crit hit.
So that'll be 17 points of slashing damage. And 3 is acid. 3 is electricity. So that'll be 1 point of electricity damage.
All right. It will take 1 point of shock. All right. That's action number one.
That is action number one.
It got a static shock.
It's very annoying.
Ooh.
19 on the die for a 28.
It's still just a normal hit.
Damn.
That's okay.
Well, these things are toughened, you know.
Mm. Yeah. So that'll be 13 points of slashing, or 12 points of slashing damage, 1 point of fire.
All right.
Still alive?
Still very much alive, not even at half hit points.
Damn.
Yeah. All right. Well, Zaba doesn't have many other thoughts in his head other than this thing's clinging to him. So we will take one final downward plunge at full mount.
Natural 20.
Oh, yo. Wow. Coming through.
Oh, hold on. That's just a normal hit, not a critical.
Unfortunately, because...
Because
yeah, map.
Multiple attack penalty makes it is a minus 10.
For some reason, it's still showing that double slice on there, but that's fine. The 24 so you have it still checked? Is not a critical.
You have it checked on your character sheet.
It must be
character
checked
sheet.
On my sheet. I've been checking it off on the rolls, but the sheet must be overriding. I will get that fixed here.
I just unchecked it on your sheet.
Do nat 20s not increase the success step by one?
Yeah, it would have been a miss normally.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I misunderstood.
It would have been a miss normally, but since it was a natural 20, it increased it from a failure to a success.
Cool.
So that'll be 9 points of slashing damage and 1 point of, I believe that is, fire. I'll verify. Okay. She closed. 1 point of acid.
And acid. Okay, it'll take that 1 point. It is now at half health.
Nice.
Progress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've done it.
All right, Syl, you're up.
Yeah, I'm debating one further for me is closer to death, it looks like. So, but if I stand right next to the Subiac, I can be in that special bless. So
true.
I will step up. If I stand directly to Vesuviac's right, I'm still in the stupid cloud, right?
No, you're not.
That's not. Okay. Sorry, too many colors. I can't tell what's going on. So I will step up just next to Vesuviac, hearing that these things are immune to precision, and I don't have access to that bless or a draggy. It's so high up somewhere.
I can hear 1 second. Mm-hmm. I'll just go.
Thank you. And I will strike at this one. The one to the side.
Nice!
Sorry, small screen. There.
That's a hit.
Okay.
4. Let's see how much damage it takes.
8 slashing, which.
Yeah. Alright, that takes some. Okay. And hold on 1 second. It's going to use its reaction on you. So I need a reflex save. This one. Yeah. Okay, you're fine.
Nice.
And then I will hit it again. Do it. By its silliness.
Yeah. Oh.
3's a miss.
Yeah.
And Rotsnout's going to go. Doesn't like the predicament that he is in. Will step away and is going to cast. It's a 30 foot cone. Doesn't want to do that.
Back up more into the house.
We'll just go ahead and target the bad boy right next to the one that's the most injured.
The one that's in front of Timothy.
Yep.
Yeah.
And gonna cast Acid Splash. Because it does splash damage.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that's a natural 20, folks.
Yo!
Fancy.
Does that mean we take crit on the the splash damage?
Oh shit!
Yeah, probably.
Oh crap.
Roll damage. Alright. It will take... Hold on, it's going to take... And it's dead.
Let's go. Whoa,
cool.
And you guys can just take two splash damage.
Two splash damage? Okay.
Yeah, so just take those two of that poison. So
yeah.
That's it.
Okay, great.
I mean,
yeah, it's better than nothing. Thanks, man.
You're lucky he considered us at all.
He's yeah, honestly, yeah. Really nice.
And
it's so much worse.
The Veenlick is going to spend one action to maintain her grab on Zaba. Will spend one action to constrict Zaba. So I need Zaba to make this fortitude save.
Anytime.
That's a 5 on the die.
That's yeah, a fail. Big old 17.
So you'll take full damage here. I rolled a 1, so you'll take 7.
All right. I take 7 points of constrict damage.
And you're going to get punched.
I was expecting a bite, honestly.
Froggy punch.
Hey, that's a fail. Because
nice.
Of the conceal. And the poison clouds move 2 spaces.
Dude, that's not good.
All right. Now we go to Timothy.
Oh boy. We go to Timothy. Let me see here. I'm trying to think of how I want to go about doing my things here. I think he definitely sees the guy who is in front of Syl and is nearby Rotsnout. And currently he has no idea what's happening in the fog. He just hears Kurt right at this moment in time, Vesuviak, and the Veenlick currently doing their thing. He's like, he's probably fine. And so he is going to, I'm going to say he's going to move up so that way he's kind of like being there to like help maybe give flank. I don't think he gives flank there though, right?
No, you'd have to go to the north.
Where exactly? Because I want to see if I can do that actually. Yeah, I'm going to go right there actually.
Yep.
Go behind him. And I am going to strike at him. So I'm unfortunately not in the spell's range, but yeah, let's see. Oh.
4 on the die is going to be a miss.
Sag. Oh, well, I moved, so I'm going to try again.
5 on the die is also going to be a miss.
And I end my turn.
You're rolling like my baddies.
Yeah, that's because I am a baddie.
All right. Vesuviak.
I am going to be taking a risk. Zaba, I apologize if this goes not your way. But this risk is going to be called Fireball. And I am going to put a Fireball over in one of those little areas of gas here. So that way I can get 2 gas pockets and the thing attacking Zaba and see if I can eliminate those 2 gas pockets by burning them away. Does concealment do anything with that reflex save that the bad guy has?
She doesn't have concealment anymore.
Oh, right, because very fired.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So that'll be a reflex save on
that
one.
I don't see the fire coming, though.
You don't. It's okay. You're not hit by the fire.
Yeah, you actually are perfectly outside of it.
All right.
I was measuring it out a little bit earlier.
There are so many circles of AOE,
man. Oh, my
God.
That's a natural 1.
Fuck yes. Let's go.
Yo, burned her up. That was so many dice.
We'll take double that.
It's a pretty solid roll.
And she's still alive after taking all of that damage.
What a
baddie. All that fire damage? Wow.
All of that fire damage.
Did the
by like 1 hit point.
Did this burn away the gas pockets too?
Yeah.
Hell yes. And then with my last trick,
pull a rabbit out of my hat.
I am going to make a strike with my flaming sword on the guy that's right next to me that Timothy and Syl are flanking.
Yeah.
That would be at map, right?
No.
Really?
You haven't struck, you haven't struck yet.
It's because Fireball, you didn't roll an attack strike on it.
Well, hell yes, then. Let's go ahead and get that strike on it.
Yeah, it's a hit.
24 to hit. Awesome. Let me scroll up and roll damage.
Roll that damage. Roll that beautiful bean footage, babe.
You could probably roll it from your character sheet as well.
Yeah.
Oh, probably, yeah. That'll be 7 damage total. 2 fire, 5 spirit.
All right, it'll take it.
It's got that spirit rhythm. It can't be beat.
All right, it will go ahead and target Rotsnout.
Oh, come on, man.
Well, spit on its sword. Target Rotsnout. 7 on the die is going to miss. Come on.
Yeah.
And my goodness, 3 on the die. Okay. Zaba, you're up.
Okay. Zaba will continue trying to kill his single target this entire fight. First with his main hand, swinging down with the scimitar, or cutlass, whatever it may be.
That's a hit.
Nice.
25, all right, we'll give you the damage on that. 15 points of damage, 3 of which are fire.
All right. Still attack standing. 2.
Offhand.
10 on the die is going to be a miss.
All right.
This Biddy needs to die.
Yeah, she's problematic.
Problematic, ma'am.
Yeah, an attack attempting to break the grapple will be at map, so...
Yes.
Instead, I'm just going to... Just gonna try and hit her once more.
Bop her in between her nose.
Yeah, 11 is not gonna get me there with a 15 total.
No, dang. It will not. Alright. I forgot, she now has persistent fire damage from the fire.
Oh, ball. Yeah!
No, this is something else.
Oh.
Sel, you're up.
Yeah. So, I think I can get to... No, I can't get next to her. It's 25 movement.
No.
It would be just outside my reach. But I feel like these three have this one under control. So I'm going to go towards her using 2 movements to squeeze past Zaba. This is a valid space, right? It's diagonal dock, so it's hard to tell.
Yep.
Okay, so squeezing past Zaba, moving up next to her, and attempting to
hit 3 on the die is going to be a miss.
That's too bad.
Okay. All right. And Rotsnout's going to go, and Rotsnout will step down. Actually, no. He doesn't need to. He is going to, from here, he's like, well, I'm glad that she moved because this is what I'm going to do now. And he is going to vomit a swarm in a 30-foot cone aimed. Let me place the cone. There we go. Just like that. And Timothy, you are just right there.
So and
it misses. It misses you. Oh, no, it okay. Misses you. Like, it just rushes right past you.
Yeah, Timothy, I think, like, what he does is, like, he sucks in a little bit of his, like, dad gut and just, like, holds the wall a little bit. He's like...
And that's a failure. So this swarm's going to take full damage. All 16 of it.
Sick.
Oh, nope. Wrong person.
Oop.
And a creature that fails its saving throw also becomes sickened 1.
Someone that isn't Vesuviac sick, let's go!
It's not too late. You could run over in there before it dissipates.
You know, honestly, it's true.
All right. And for his last action, he's going to go ahead and try to bop it with his dagger.
Bop it.
Man, it must be nice to have an ability that makes other people sick.
Critical hit.
Wow.
This is the most powerful person we've come across in our battles.
Yeah.
Rotsnout has had enough.
Rotsnout's fucking pissed.
All right. It's still alive.
How?
Because of the resistances.
Bro. All right.
So we're going to move that cloud.
Oh, no.
And the cloud goes not wild. This is going to go north.
Just way over on the side. It's
fine. Yeah, yeah. And I've been missing something. Whenever the Veenlich has a creature grabbed, that creature begins strangling. And strangling, a.k.a. it starts the suffocation track. We have not been doing the suffocation track for Zaba. So, we'll start that now. More familiar with suffocation rules.
Yeah, you've already lost one like this.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Awesome. More flashbacks.
Don't worry, because this the Veenlich's on fire, and she's not going to last past this turn. So.
That's good to know.
She might, but we'll see.
And that fireball came in clutch.
You underestimated. Yeah, that was amazing.
You underestimate its power.
Oh, I was going to say how shitty we can roll. But...
Oh, that's true.
You underestimate our power. Strangulation would be bad news.
Target Syl with a fist.
Hey.
And hit for... Hey, max damage. Ow. 20.
Hey.
Does it release me to make that backhand?
No,
justice?
Because it's spending its second action to keep you both grabbed.
Ow, ow.
Ooh, shit. Okay.
And now you both start suffocating, and it's going to constrict. So, whenever you take damage while suffocating, don't you go down by one? One round?
Yeah, I believe so.
I can double check.
I'm going to roll. I'll put up the constrictor.
You can hold your breath for a number of rounds, 5 plus con mod. Reduced by 1 at the end of each turn. 2 if attacked or cast any spells.
If you attacked or cast any spells.
Lose 1 worth anytime you're critically hit or critically fail against a damaging effect.
So just
getting damage doesn't is when you critically get hit. Or you critically fail, like this fortitude save that I just put in for the constrict.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's just a normal failure. And that's a success. So Syl will take half damage.
Yeah.
And Zaba will take all 11. So we'll take 5.
I take all 11.
And Zaba, you have 5 plus your con mod, so 8.
Yes.
So that was
less 1 for taking
because
less
and
2
you attack
for the
that
previous
round
rounds.
So you take minus 2, so that's minus 3 total.
Yeah, I think I'm at 3 if we wanted to roll all the way back for combat.
So 3, yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's
still,
fine.
Okay. I have a con of plus 3.
So you're also at. So you have the same con as Zaba.
Right, but I haven't lost any of my air yet.
So you're still at 8.
Okay.
Cool. And at the end, hold on, at the end of her turn, she takes 10 fire damage and dies.
Oh, okay.
Because she's made of peat. Mm-hmm. Like hardened peat.
Oh. Yeah.
That's cool.
There you go. And that obscuring mist also disapparates.
Okay.
All right.
And we go to Timothy.
All right. Timothy's going to move back into the circle because he's like, well, that clearly wasn't a good idea. And I don't want to be nearby bugs again. So now that he's moved to be back in the blessed circle range, I need to apply back blessed to me. Trying to apply that back on.
I'll
just
go right from his character sheet.
Oh, thank you.
There.
I'm gonna swing at this thing. I'm gonna swing at this idiot that's right in front of me. The silly bug man.
16 on the die. Critical hit because of the sickened.
Pee your pants. That's 14 damage.
And it's dead.
Yeah!
Describe your kill, Timothy.
So I think Timothy, after seeing that his friends are okay, he's like, all right, thank God. And then he runs back to Vesuviak and just grabs out his spear. And I think how it works is that his spear just goes clean through the bugs and where he thinks an eye would be at. And I think fully just reveals that a bunch of bugs are underneath. Takes off kind of the cloak and it just kind of like disintegrates away.
Nice. Nice. All right. Well, that, I think we'll call it an episode after that fight.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Syl and Zava are looking worse for the wear.
There's bugs, y'all. Watch out. There's bugs.
But Rotsnout has a place he could probably rest for the evening.
Yeah.
Who wants to take us out in this for this episode?
I can. Script.
All right. I can. Go ahead, Jackson.
All right. So, thank you all so much again for listening. If you liked what you heard today, then please feel free to drop us a review on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you're listening to this on. Reviews greatly help us out with getting the word out about the show. Also, if you have a friend that you think might enjoy the show, go ahead and let them know. Podcasts tend to grow the best with grassroots movements and word of mouth. So if you have anybody that you think might enjoy some fun pirate adventures, then go ahead and let them know about us. We also have our Patreon available. So if you want to give us some support that way, you definitely can. And we also have a tier available with the Patreon that will give you access to exclusive content like the mutinies and as well as getting these episodes a little bit earlier than everybody else. So I believe that is everything, right?
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Woo-woo!
And until next week, may your party never end, folks.
May your party never end.
May your party never end.
The Jewel of the Indigo Isles Adventure Path is copyright 2023. All logos, titles, and artwork are property of Skyscraper Studios and Roll for Combat and used with permission. Pathfinder is a trademark of Paizo Incorporated. The theme music is written and performed by Robbie Whiplash.